531. If you've read the young adult book series, Te Le Sa, you would be very familiar with our next guest. Lani Went Young is an award-winning writer, publisher and journalist of Samoan and Māori descent. Born and raised in Samoa, her writing success reflects her passion for storytelling, and we're very blessed to have her in studio with us this morning. Mālo soi fora, and thank you so much for joining us this morning, Lani.
Talo for lava, and thank you for having me.
Well, Lani, firstly, what brings you from the sunny shores of Samoa to the not-so-sunny shores of Aotearoa here in winter?
I've just spent the last week with the New Zealand Storytelling Festival Tour, and basically what they do is they get four authors or children's book illustrators, and they put us in a van every morning, and then we go out each day and we visit. We each hit up three different schools every day. So I've been having an amazing week getting to talk to lots of young people throughout Auckland, just all over Auckland. I've been seeing parts of Auckland I've never been to. So it's been really exciting to be in there, the classroom, and just meeting so many young people.
What are some of the highlights when you do tours like this, Lani, and especially talking to maybe budding writers and your interactions?
For me, the most exciting part is especially when I'm able to talk to so many of our Pasifika youth. And that has just been so humbling. There was one day in particular, I think by then it was Thursday. I mean, after you've seen so many schools, you're getting really tired. My energy was lagging. And then we went to a school, and there was this young man sitting in the front. He introduced himself. His name was Epeli, young Tongan boy. And he was just so excited and enthusiastic. He had this whole list of questions. And he had come really prepared. And it was obvious he wanted to be a writer, and he was just brimming with enthusiasm, and he had so many great questions for me. And in that moment, I was reminded of why it is that I do this work, mm-hmm. and how blessed and fortunate I am to be a storyteller and to be able to connect with another young person who's just got so many stories in them, mm-hmm. and I love those moments because it makes this work just so worthwhile.
Lani, take us back to the beginning, Ilia Makanga. How did it all start for you, the storytelling, writing? Where did it all start for you?
I've always loved stories. I've been an avid reader since I was very young, just sitting in the mango tree at the back, reading stories, escaping from doing all the chores in the house. But wrote my first book. I was commissioned to write a book about the tsunami in 2009. Quite a painful but a strong learning experience for me. And then I wrote Te Le Sa, my young adult novel, a fantasy, romance, adventure set in Samoa. And it's the book that 16-year-old me always wanted to read, you know, and I couldn't find that book anywhere. We weren't on the shelf at that time in the young adult genre, so I wrote it myself. But thinking back to where it all started, I submitted that book to lots of different publishers, and they all said no. They said that there wouldn't be a market, that nobody wanted to read about Samoan teenagers. And so I published the books myself on Amazon, and that was back in 2011. And it's been a hard, long journey, lots of hard work, but one that has been supported by our Pasifika communities worldwide, who, as you know, are just really great about raising up our artists. And really excited this past week that I went into warehouse and I was able to see my books on the shelf finally, you know, after nearly 10 years of working so hard, and I was crying and screaming, and my husband was like, oh my gosh, they're going to bring security and escort you out of here. So it was really exciting and a really powerful moment for me. So I now have a New Zealand publisher who's able to get the books into those stores, and the best thing for me about that is it means that they're more affordable for our people and they're more readily available. So, yeah, it's been a great journey.
Journey that bears fruit as well, because in 2011, the USP Press Prize for Fiction that you won for,
yes,
Te Le Sa, that's amazing. When you think about, you know, being self-published and that 10-year journey, Lani, what was, you know, the biggest challenge for you, have, you know, to overcome?
Well, I think first of all, you know, there's you have a lot of doubt. You know, you really get your confidence rocked, especially when the traditional publishing companies are saying no. You know, there's no space for this story. And for me, what was really helpful to keep going was to always remind myself and go back to those days when I was a young person, trying to find stories that had us in them, you know, and it's it really does something to you, I think, you know, when you can't find yourself or see yourself represented on the shelf or in the stories around you. And so for me, that was sort of that driving force to keep going, and really grateful for the support, you know, of my husband and my family, because when no one else is, you know, believing in you, as long as you've got your partner by your side and your children, you know, it's that they're there in those tough moments.
And of course, current projects that you're working on as well?
Always writing, yeah. So I had another book released in April of this year, early this year. So I have also an adult series called Scarlet Lies. So that came out in April. And working on another book in the Telesar series called Kiahi, and that's coming out later this year. And also my collection of short fiction, Afakasi Woman. And so yeah, I think there's lots of stories, and just need enough time and get off the internet, you know, and stop getting distracted by the Facebook.
Now, aside from your writing, you're also running your blog as well, and some topics which you touch on, which can be, you know, especially if we're looking at what, you know, still relatively conservative, looking at religion, you know, abuse, the, you know,
family violence. Yeah.
What brought you to want to talk about those things and address them?
Yeah, well, I think as a Samoan woman, as a Samoan mum, there are many issues which I think we don't speak enough about. And too often, I think that we put labels on certain topics. We say, well, you know, they are taboo topics. We shouldn't talk about them, or we should only certain people get to talk about them. And so for me, being, for example, a survivor of child sexual abuse, that was an issue that's really important to me, that gets brought out into an open forum. Because too often the reason why this is able to continue to happen so often is because we keep it in the darkness. And there's so much shame associated with an issue like this. And so it's been really important for me that we discuss those things. And after I've written blogs about that, just being overwhelmed by the response from so many other survivors throughout our Pacifica communities, not only thanking me for being brave enough to say it and talk about it, but also to share their own story. And, you know, there's a lot of healing in sharing stories, as I'm sure you know, being a storyteller yourself. And I think that that's really vital and really, really something that's important. And I encourage more of us to do that.
Is it all right, Lani, because you talked about your own personal experience, to talk to me on maybe some of the factors around that healing journey that you underwent yourself?
Well, I think, you know, it's something that I think many survivors will know. We keep it secret for a long time, yeah, and a lot of that has to do with the shame that's connected with that particular experience. And then finally being an adult and being able to start talking. For me, writing was the pathway. Yeah, and so first the writing was just for me, and then growing in confidence and being able to share it with an audience. And I mean, looking back, it was also prompted, of course, because by some of the not so great ideas and attitudes that others were expressing about this particular issue. And so I spoke out in response to that. And I think what's been really helpful in that journey is being able to write about it, being able to speak about it, and then to be able to connect with so many others who have been through similar roads. And then, you know, you realize you're not alone. Yeah. And what I always emphasize my message to people is, we're not broken. You know, this is not something that has made us less in any way. The shame belongs to the abusers and to the people who protect them. And it's our job to as much as possible, to shine a light on that.
And finally, of course, for all our aspiring writers that are listening in or watching us on Facebook this morning, words of encouragement, your advice, Lani?
Oh, I mean, I would just love to put the word out there to our young writers that we desperately need your stories. Mm. You know, I mean, there is a hunger right now for our voices and for our stories. And I would encourage you not to get discouraged and not to doubt the validity and authenticity of your voice. I think sometimes, too, we feel like, oh, I'm not Samoan enough, or, you know, we hear people saying, well, you know, you didn't grow up there, so you shouldn't tell a story about whether it's Tonga or Fiji or whatever. And, you know, I think those are all things that we need to put aside, and we need to stop gatekeeping each other, you know, because... I think that the Palangi works really hard to suppress our stories, and we don't need to do that to each other. We need to nurture and support lots of different kind of stories. Encourage our writers, keep a journal, keep a blog online, share your writing with other people, and let's be encouraging when we read each other's work.